In Wolf Point, Montana, one young Assiniboine singer has been working to bring back tribal music traditions and learn old songs that haven't been sung on his reservation for decades. In today's Tribal Rhythms, Nico Nguyen takes us to the bottom edge of Assiniboine country and the Fort Peck Indian Reservation to talk to singer Roger White Jr.
There's a story behind how we got the drum, how it came to be, who brought it to us, you know, the Thunder Beings, and who helped us to sing our first songs.
Roger White Jr. from Wolf Point, Montana, is a member of the Assiniboine tribe. He is a young man, about 30, and a student at Fort Peck Community College. He tells of his family roots.
So there's two bands here on the Assiniboine, here on Fort Peck. So one of them would be the canoe paddlers, and I just happened to marry up with a canoe paddler. So I come from the Red Bottom clan of Assiniboine, the Nakota, the Red Bottom clan. That basically means red root. That's what Hudeshana means. And then the other being Red Bottom, so you're calling us the Red Bottom of that root. So my dad's family comes from here as well. They were Red Bottom people. And my mother's family, she's Dakota, so that's where I get my Dakota blend.
White works hard at keeping the old songs and traditions alive. As he talks about the early origins of the drum, we get a sense of life 50 years ago when the doorway songs were last sung at Fort Peck.
The rumbling almost sounds like thunder when you're hitting that drum hard. You hear it, you hear it echo, you hear it thunder, and you're honoring those thunder beings. You're bringing it, you're pounding. How would you would say the gamubi, I guess? And that's how you say the drum, because you're hitting it. I kind of wanted to give you a little insight on how it used to be, how dedicated people were coming to these social gatherings. You know, they'd celebrate for 4 to 5 days to visit, to share, and to help one another out. Everybody would come together. It's not like it is nowadays. We're kind of closed off in these our houses, and that's where we stay. Well, they would do this for 4 to 5 days, and before they would do this, well, a lead singer used to go around and he would sing what we call nowadays doorway songs. And these doorway songs were to entice his other singers to come and help him. He'd stand outside their home and sing until they came out. And when he had gotten all his singers gathered up, he would go around from house to house, and he would sing out in front. And they call these, some people call them begging songs, but I like to refer to them as doorway songs. They used to call it counting buckets.
Seldom heard today, doorway songs were sung to gather what was needed for an upcoming community celebration. This doorway song was recorded by Willard Rhodes in the 1930s on the Crow Indian Reservation.
They would bring out a food item to these singers, or they would come and say, well, I'm gonna, for the powwow tonight or tomorrow, I'll bring, you know, salad, or I'll bring something to feed. And so they always made sure before they left the house that they had received some type of monetary donation, whether it was money or blankets, and that's what they used to give away to all the visiting people that came. And that's how the powwows used to take place. And it was hardly for any contest and stuff like we have nowadays, you know. And but long ago it was a lot different and a lot funner, I guess you can say.
During During the celebrations, they would sing what White calls a committee song or a clan song. White, a member of the Red Bottom Clan, says they use the song to introduce themselves. This one is called Buffalo Chaser Song because of its close connection with the buffalo hunter.
That's top heavy. It's basically saying our buffalo, the buffalo, where have you gone? The Red Bottom, are your friends or your people, you know, where have you gone? We're having a hard time. That's what that means. It's a buffalo chaser song, I guess, for the Red Bottom Clan.
When the clan song was finished, the singers would honor the cooks with a song.
These are the ones that are feeding you, you know, respect them. And it was mainly the women, and they would carry the ladles for the cook song to show that they were the ones that prepared all the fixings or food for and whatnot for the celebration.
From the first drum and the first song given to the people by the Thunder Beans, Assiniboine traditional life has revolved around music, stories, and songs. For Roger, the relationship began early on.
I started singing when I was about 3 years old, so I kind of just grew up with the music, I guess. And me and my cousin, Nicole Heavy Runner, we started a group when we were about 9 or 10 years old. We were just young fellas. So then he happened to move away, and we happened to meet up again about 4 years down the road, and we said, hey, we should go along with this, you know, start it again. So we kept the group name, kept going, and now it's down.
White is always on the lookout for songs. When he finds one, he's quick to pick it up.
Oh, and I've recently got a song just like 2 nights ago in my wife's grandmother. Now, it's kind of odd. We went over there, and she had bought a CD, and she didn't know how to work the CD player. And so she started humming around that, or a Gahomni from a long time ago. And I asked her if she'd hum it again. And, you know, I've been in the family now for 10 years, but... And I asked her to hum it again, and she was really hesitant with me, but she hummed it again, and then she told me the words, so I wrote them down, and I kept the melody in my head. And I can sing that song for you. That's an old Gahomni, I guess you could say, or love song. It's where it's, I guess is what it's saying is this, wherever you go, Mi Chande is, my heart is following you. We're dancing. So wherever you're at, that's where my heart is always following you.
Tribal people around the world have constructed drums from logs, gourds, turtle shells, baskets, and just about anything that can be hit with a stick. This sound, the heartbeat, the thunder, the rhythm, along with the songs, helps to keep the culture alive.
A lot of good singers around here, and I think that's one of the things that'll keep us going in our culture is the singing. I mean, even if you don't know the language, you're Nakonia or you're Dakota or Lakota or whatever you are, if you don't know the language, at least I see these young fellas out there and they're singing, and that's going to keep them connected to their roots and where they came from. So I think, you know, by sharing our music and our culture hands-on actually with other people and educating them about it, where this culture is going to go somewhere, you know, with everybody.
For Wisdom of the Elders, I'm Nico Wind.
Tribal Rhythms is written by Milt and Jamie Lee, produced by Clark Salisbury and Larry Johnson, and hosted by Nico Wind. For more information about our guests or to help support our program through Friends of Wisdom of the Elders, check out our website at wisdomoftheelders.org. Coming up on Contemporary Rhythms, Milt Lee visits with a Fort Peck rapper representing the 406. Then we'll hear from Turtle Island storyteller and Assiniboine elder, Robert Forstar. This is Wisdom of the Elders. Stay with us.
Wisdom of the Elders Radio is produced in Portland, Oregon, with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Lewis and Clark National Historic Trail National Park Service, National Endowment for the Humanities, and National Endowment for the Arts. Special thanks to Native American Public Telecommunications and American Indian Radio on Satellite. We have expanded upon today's program at our website at wisdomoftheelders.org. You can also check out our American Indian Speakers Bureau. Visit Turtle Island Storytellers Network at turtleislandstorytellers.net. We would like to acknowledge the gifts of music played on our program today. Learn more about our featured artists at our website at wisdomoftheelders.org.
Sang wa pe.